Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelos, packet J10, Inyan of Gadol Abayas. We learned previously the Gemara in Moed Katan, Chafei Samad Aleph, the din of Chazer Pius. When the Aron is being transferred out of to another Medina, and so the Avelim who are not traveling with the Aron, when they turn away from the Aron, so then their Avelus begins then. Their Shiva count begins then. So we'll see today that not every time, for example, in America, say the Misa was in America and the Aron is going to Eretz Israel, not every time that the Avelim turn away from the Aron at the airport to go home, will the Avelus begin at the airport. It's not the din of Chazer Apayhu is not going to apply to every airport scenario when they say, for example, the Mace is going from America to United to Eretz Israel. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch there's going to be a time that even though the Aron is traveling a distance, the Avelim that are remaining behind in America will actually be waiting for the Stimus Agoilim. They'll be waiting for the Kvura in order to begin their Avelus. But let's begin with the two main dinim of Gadol Abayas. First one is about the Katan. It's not the Katan, but the younger brother who comes in and finds the family in Avelus, and the Gadol Abayas is there, and he gets the latecomer gets the to hop on to the Avelus in progress, and he gets the start. He comes in on the second day, so he gets it's Keilu. He's counting his Shiva also from the second day. It's Keilu. He's done already one day of Shiva, and he gets the Shiva count of the family with the Gadol Abayas there of the Avelus in progress. That's one din, and we'll see it inside a second. The other din is the Gadol Abayas is not there because he left the Beis HaKvaros, so the Tzorach HaMeis, and someone, the Gemara asks, Mahu, does he get to count Moine Imahem, or right? Does he get to be Moine Imahem or not? So Gemara says that whoever we're talking about gets the minion of the Shiva in progress. They get to join the Avelus in progress, and they get the earlier Shiva count. So the machlokus there of who it is that gets the kula. So let's do the first din. Tana Rabbanan, Avol Gimel Yomim Rishonim, Ba Mimakom Karov, Moine Imahen, Ba Mimakom Rachok, Moine the Atzmai, Mikan Ve'elech, Afilu, Ba Mimakom Karov, Moine the Atzmai, Reb Shimon Amar Afilu, Ba Yom Shvi, Mimakom Karov, Moine Imahen. So the Braisa here is talking about a case where one of the brothers comes in late. He finds the family is being noig Shiva. If he comes from a Makom Karov and it's within the first 3 days, according to the Tana Kama, or within the first 7 days, according to Rabbi Shimon, he gets to join the Avelus in progress, and he gets the earlier Shiva count. And we pass in like Rabbi Shimon, and it seems like the Ramban reason says why we pass Rabbi Shimon. Halacha Kedari Amekel Ba'Avol. So we go like Rabbi Shimon, that even if the latecomer comes on the seventh day, as long as they're Noyeg Avelus, so he gets the earlier minion count. Says the Gemara, that's only if the Gadol Abayas is a bias, right? That's only if the Gadol Abayas is there, is there in the house where the Avelus is already in progress. So the Gemara asks, well, what about if the Gadol Abayas is not there, right? Halak Gadol Abayas, the basic kvaros, do we still have this kula? The Gemara says, yeah. Yeah, if he's halak the basic kvaros, we still have the straggler, the younger brother comes in late, still gets to he still gets to count with them. It's Ke'ilu the Golo Bias is there, since he went to Tzorech HaMeis. So, regarding the first case, there's a bit of a machlekes on what it is that allows him to have the kula to join the Avelos in progress. So the Rosh says, if he only gets this kula if he hasn't started his Avelos, but if he knew about the mace, but he didn't he knew about the Misa, but he didn't start his Avelos, so then he can join the Avelos in progress. But if he started his Avelos, says the Rush, it's not Mastaber that he's going to be able to change his minion count, his count, his Shiva count. It's not Mastaber he's going to be able to change his Shiva count if he already engaged in being Noyig Avelos. But if he just knows and he didn't start, and the Ramban says, "Ein chiluk bein im ze haba shomer or lo, yesh lo hak." Right? He still gets to be moine imahin. But the Rambam says it's totally on yedia. Right? He only gets the according to the Rambam, he only gets this kula if he doesn't know. Below Rambam says the Rambam below yada ad shaba im haya b'makom karov. So the Rambam says totally on das. If he doesn't know when he comes in to the city or wherever it is, and he finds the family being noyik shiva, and he knew nothing about it, so then he gets to join the Avelos in progress. He gets to get a jump start on his shiva. He doesn't have to start shiva now. He can. The machlokas here. The Rambam says it's totally an idea. If he knows, so then he doesn't get the kula. And the Rosh says it's totally on. Did he start his Avelos? Not. If he started the Avelos, so then he can't get this kula. The Bari Shulchan recommends that you go like the Rambam, because there's a din. He says you should go like the Rambam. It's totally on das. It's mashma from the Shach that way in the Chacham Sodom. Also, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzadi Vav Halacha Beis that if when he found out on his first day of Avelos, he wasn't knowing any Avelos. He was Mazal's only Avelos on the first day. But on the second day in Vayter, he was knowing Avelos. So then, that first day actually is Oilelo for his first day. So even if a person is knowing Avelos, is not knowing Avelos on the first day of his Avelos, on his first day of Shiva, it still counts. So I think they're concerned that you see from here that just knowing about the Misa really triggers your Hanhaga of Velos such that it counts as a day of Shiva, and therefore according to the Rosh you wouldn't be able to change your Shiva count. So it sounds like the Bari Shulchan is recommending that you paskin like the Rambam, that's totally on yedia. It's only he only gets his kula if he doesn't know. But if he does know, so maybe his Avelos really starts then. And so the second din over here was Halach Golo Bayis, the basic varos. So the Rush says this kula of Moina Imach, and he gets to join the Avelos in progress, applies to Echad only to Echad Mina Achim. Right? A straggler comes. And he finds the family are being misabel. So even though the Gadol Bayis is not there, so it's like it's the Gadol Bayis is there because he's going the tzorech hameis, and therefore that the straggler can get the count, the shiva count of the veils in progress, the kula. The Ramban says the kula of Halak Gadol Bayis to Mesek Faros applies not only to the Echad Mina Achim that comes in late, it applies to the Gadol Bayis himself. The Gadol Bayis, the Gadol Bayis would go to the Mesek Faros, so as long as he comes back within 7 days, so then he would be able to chop the earlier Shiva count of those of the Chazar Apayhu, right? Because you're going to have two Shiva counts. if the Gadol Bias is traveling with the Aron, and so his Avelis is only going is going to begin with the Stimus and Gola at a later point, and those who are not accompanying the Aron and staying behind, their Avelis will begin right then. If it's the Aron is going on a long trip. And also the Ramban says those accompanying the Galil Bias to the basic Kfaros will also get this cool. They'll be able to join the Avelis in progress. And the Shach, I think Shach Yud Beis is Machriya like the Ramban, to be Mekel like the Ramban, that the Holok Galil Bias, the basic Kfaros, gives Kulas not only for Echad Mina Achin, who is a straggler, who comes there, but also the Gadol Bias himself, and those who are accompanying the Gadol Bias to the basic Kfaros. So, as I mentioned, the din of Chazar Apayu doesn't always, the din of Chazar Apayu doesn't always apply when the Misu is in America and they're flying them to Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't, when they turn away from the Aron at the airport, we don't always use this din that they begin their velos at the airport. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Hey, halacha base. So Shulchan Aruch first brings the basic din of Chazar Apayhu, and then it begins Im Gadol, the second din there in halacha base. Im Gadol Hamishpacha Holich Imo. Af elu shebekan ena minim ella mishi yikvor. So if the gadol mishpacha is accompanying the Aron, so then the those who are remaining behind, let's say in America, don't start their shiva count right away. Rather, they will start their count at the steam of the gadol. And the Shach says this is really, this chumro is only relevant if the Gadol Bias is going to get to the basic kfaros within 3 days, and the Natai Gavriel said that's 3 days from the Petira. So if the Gadol Bias is going to make it to the basic kfaros within 3 days, so then the rest of the family who's remaining behind in America will wait until the steam is a goal, though. They will not begin their avelos at the airport. But if the Gadol Bias is going, and he's not going to make it within 3 days, he's only going to make it to the basic kfaros after 3 days from the Ptiro, so then Shach says it's not mastabra klal that they should have to, the relatives, the remaining behind, should have to wait until the steam is a goldel, because they're not going to be oinanim, they won't avail him. All right, let's redo the lashon. The lo mastarba klal im yikaver hameis b'makom rachok she'elu shebekan yeshu yamim rabim v'lo yaschilu avelus ad sheyikaver. So they shouldn't be in limbo for such a long time. But if it's going to be, he's going to get there within 3 days, the basic pharaoh, so then they're going to be the ones who are left behind, the relatives that are left behind, are going to be waiting for the steams to go, though. And the Reb Kiva Eger here adds in that this is talking, this that were, there's Toich Gimel, Acher Gimel, this that there's distinction between Toich Shloisha Yamim versus Acher Shloisha Yamim, and the remaining family behind have to wait for steam as a golo or not. Rabbi Kiva Eger says this is dependent on whether this whole din is if the Gadol Bias is going to stay in the destination, in the place where the Aron, and he's not coming back, right? Says Rabbi Kiva, "Chayne shecholich v'makom shadar sham v'nishar sham." That's when you have the distinction between Toich Shloisha Yamim versus Acher Shloisha Yamim. Aval ima gadol choizer etzlam, afilu biyom zayin, moine imahem, mishash shechazru pneichem. So, if the second din in halacha base over here only applies if the gadol bayis, for example, would be staying in Eretz Yisrael and he wouldn't be returning. So if he's staying in Eretz Yisrael and he gets to the Beis HaKvaros before 3 days are up, so then the people remaining behind in America are going to have to wait until the steam is a golo. But if he's going to get to the Beis HaKvaros after that, so then they'll begin their velus from the time that they turn away from the Aron. But if he's returning, if the Gadol Bayis is returning to America, even if it's Acher Gimel Yomim, so then they start their velos from the time that they turn away at the airport, and as long as he returns within the there's still being Noyik Shiva, he can get the shiva count of the velos that started from Chazar Apayu at the airport. So we have, you know, there's a couple classic cases, because if the Gadol Bayis, it's possible the Gadol Bayis is going to stay there. And if he stays there, so then those who are remaining behind in America are really, if he's going to get there within 3 days, they're going to have to wait until Steam Zagolo. But if it's, say, the Misa was on Erev Shabbos, or is on a Thursday, and he's not going to get to the Beis HaKvaros from 3 days from the Petira, he's not going to be able to get to Eretz Yisrael within 3 days, so then in Achinami, at the airport, those who are remaining will begin their Avelos. But if the Gadol Bayis is returning, the contrast would be if in a classic case, let's say the Misa was on a Sunday, and they have no problem getting to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaKvaros within 3 days, so then they will actually have to wait. They'll have to wait for the traveling time for it to get to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis HaKvaros. And they will actually begin their Avelos, just like the Gadol Bayis. The Gadol Bayis is going to begin his Avelos at Steam as a goal, and the family remaining behind in America will also, because the Gadol Bayis is staying in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the din. If he's staying in Israel, he gets there within 3 days to the Beis HaKvaros. So then everyone, those in America and those in the Gadol Bayis and Eretz Yisrael, are gonna start their velos all at the same time. It seems a golo. But maybe the most common case is the Gadol Bayis is going, taking the Aron from America to Eretz Yisrael, and he's not staying in Eretz Yisrael. So those people who are staying behind in America will begin their avelos at the airport. The Gadol Bayis will do the kfora. He will return afterwards. He returns afterwards, right away, right? Because he returns afterwards right away. And when he gets back to America, he gets to join the avelos in progress, and he gets the earlier shiva count of the avelos that began at the airport. So I just thought it was important to note that not every time that they turn away at the airport they start their avelos. That's just to understand how this din, the second din in halacha base in Shin Ayin Hey, works. How does it work with the ratio of that halacha? And it's really telling on whether the Gadol Bayis is going to remain in Eretz Yisrael, or at least in the example that I'm using, or not. Is he going to remain there, or is he going to return? So any questions? It's a good time to ask. Okay, no, that's right. That's right. The ratio. So the ratio of halacha base is I'll just read it. Misha darkan l'shloach hames l'medina acheres l'kavroi. So they're sent. They're going to, for example, they're going to send the own from America to Eretz Yisrael, and they're not going to know when the kvor is. And we already saw that it doesn't have to be, according to the Ramban, it's not. Lavdafka, they don't know. Ve'enam yodim masai cover yikaver. Me'esh yachzur pinehim melavois maschilin limnois shiva v'shloishim maschilin hisabel. So that's the din of the ratio. That could be that the Galil bias is staying in America. The Galil bias is staying in America, so then the people, everyone at the airport, is going to begin their veilus then. And again, even if the Galil bias is going, but since he's returning, so then we would invoke the Chazar Apai who din. And the Galil bias is going to take the Aaron to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to return afterwards immediately. So then he's going to get the Avelus. He's going to get, according to the Ramban, he gets to join the Avelus in progress, and he gets to take the earlier Shiva count that started at the airport. Even though his Avelus started at the Steam of Zagolo. But when he comes back to America, he gets the chop, the Avelus in progress that started at the airport. And I think the Ramban points out that we said al Tanai at the very beginning, it's B'makom Karov. It's totally on B'makom Karov, and so he's still considered B'makom Karov because those who are accompanying the Aaron were there when the Avelus began. They were there when the Chazar Apaihus turned away from the Aaron, they were there and they saw the Avelus begin. So when they return, it's considered B'makom Karov because they're right there when the earlier Shiva started. And so there's a Machlokos here Tanayim. There's a Machlokas Tanayim, Gimel Yomim Rishonim, or Shiva, and it seems that the Ramban paskened that we're Mekel because of a Halachik Devrei Mekel, but Avol, we go like Rabbi Shimon, even if the straggler comes in on the seventh day of Shiva, as long as they're not like Shiva, and Mirza Shem will eventually see some other halachas that deal with the Gimel Yom Rishonim. We'll see later that Rashi and Tosfos discussed this idea that the Gimel Yom Rishonim are the Ikar Levelus, and we'll see some halacha nachminas that are associated with the Gimel Yom Rishonim, the Ikar Levelus, the Bechi. Okay, thank you for joining, and have a great day.